Well, Tom, congratulations. Eventually, you've made your debut a few weeks after we thought you would, and you've become the 10th man to score a century for Durham doing so.
Yeah, it's been obviously a long time coming, been here for nearly 6 weeks, and you know, it's nice to finally get a run today and contribute.
How frustrating has the last few weeks been for you, because you were looking forward to the Champions Trophy when you suffered that foot injury, couldn't get off the ground once you got to Durham because it reared its head again?
Yeah, it's just, I guess it's one of those things that you have to deal with as a sportsman, and obviously it's never nice getting injured, but again, it was nice to have a little bit of a break and freshen up for the rest of the season. So, you know, really looking forward to the rest of the season with Durham, and you know, hopefully I can keep contributing.
Nice sunny day today. You won the toss, went into bat, and had a look at the conditions and fancied your chances, yeah?
Yeah, it was a used wicket, so you know, I think we're always going to have a bat, and I guess if we can score as many as we can in this first innings, I think it's only going to get harder as the game goes on. So I guess our plan is to get as many as we can, and hopefully we can come out and take some early wickets and go from there.
You both gave a chance each. I think Cameron Steele was dropped on 50. You were put down on 69, down at third man. Was it a heart in the mouth moment?
Yeah, I guess it's one of those things you deal with as a batsman. But you know, they're the times where you sort of kick yourself and you start again. So you know, I think the partnership we had was great, and you know, Cameron played really well, and hopefully he can continue tomorrow.
We've had to put out an appeal for help today, actually, for the last time that Durham had two openers who made a century in the same innings. It's only happened once before, and it was actually the match when they won the title in 2009 against Nottinghamshire, when it was Michael DiVenuto and Kyle Coulter. So you've entered the history books there as well.
Yeah, obviously nice. I guess those, you don't try for those things. You know, those things come along sort of unexpected. So obviously nice to contribute at the top of the order with Cam, and you know, he played really nicely as well. So as I said, hopefully he can kick on tomorrow and get a big one.
Now, the last time Durham were here in a county championship match was actually 2005. On that occasion, a certain Michael Hussey made his debut for Durham, and he got a double hundred.
Yeah, the boys were talking about that upstairs. So obviously he's a great player, and you know, he obviously did get a big one. So
conditions seemed to change just after tea. It got a bit cloudier, didn't it? A bit colder. Do you think that helped the bowlers?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, they started bowling a lot better and a lot more consistent. And I think the wicket might have quickened up a fraction. Or a little bit more consistent anyway. So hopefully when we get a chance with the ball, we can come out, take early wickets and put them under pressure.
And you've got, just before I let you go, you've got some good links with the North East, haven't you? Because you've been here two or three times before. You've played for Gateshead Fell. I think you've had a spell with South Shields as well.
Yeah, 2010 came over and was playing for the academy and Gateshead Fell. So it's always nice coming, you know, as an overseas player and coming somewhere familiar and playing with guys that you've played a little with before. So, you know, Durham have been good to me then, and, you know, it's definitely nice to come back.